Thank you for tuning in to today's Remnant Godcast on this 2nd of July 2019. As many Americans are preparing to celebrate the 4th of July, today is actually a very busy news day. Several interesting, strange incidents that have kind of happened, and we're not sure if they're related or if it's just a big coincidence. One of them being around midday today, Eastern Time, we learned that Vice President Mike Pence actually canceled a flight that he had to go to, it looks like New Hampshire, and went back to the White House for an urgent meeting that he was, needed at. We're assuming this meeting was involving cabinet officials in the Trump administration to kind of see, you know, in the Situation Room about some type of incident that occurred. However, the media right now is in the dark about what the actual incident was. So there's a lot of speculation out there right now. One of the things that people are speculating on in the alternative news community is there was a incident with a Russian sub that apparently took place as well, and it's being reported that 14 Russian sailors have been killed. Now they're saying that it was simply a fire that took place on this very classified nuclear sub of the Russian fleet. It's supposed to be a research sub, but there was some type of there was original reporting was that there could have been an explosion. Now people are saying it's a fire. Now at the same time as this was happening, I guess Vladimir Putin canceled his event that he apparently was going to be involved in for the day, and instead is going to be meeting with his military team on an urgent situation. So are they related? We don't know. There's a lot of conspiracy out there. There's a lot of people saying something's happening. Now, at the same time, kind of interesting, but also the EU is having a Security Council meeting as well. Gold is also rising, which just may be coincidence again. But there's definitely some weird things that are happening. And another story that I wanted to report on that actually happened today as well is that there was a large outage in the internet. And it affected a good portion of the world with one of the most widely used servers went down. And apparently it's been restored. And I don't know if there was any, any relation to all these different things that are happening. Again, we're getting very scant reporting. And so I can't, we don't want to speculate or come up with any type of conspiracy theories. But I do think that there's something that happened today. So let's just, again, go through three different strange incidents. Number one was that there was this major outage on the World Wide Web, okay? And that happened first. Number two, there was some type of incident, and this could actually happen before that, actually, because they said it was Monday that the incident on the Russian sub took place, and the outage was on Tuesday. So pardon me, I'll make that correction. But they say that there was some type of incident on a Russian sub. The sub, what we know about it is it apparently was a nuclear-powered sub, which most of Russia's subs are not. It also was supposedly a research sub, supposedly in Russian waters. And what they're reporting is that there was some type of fire on the vessel. And because of the fire, there was unbreathable air, which got toxic. And 14 sailors apparently lost their lives because of that. Now, I believe that there was around 25 people that were on the vessel, so others survived this incident, whatever the incident was. But again, just a very strange thing. So when those two things happened, the outage on the internet and then the sub-incident where there was some type of fire originally reported as a possible explosion, and then the third thing, which was kind of weird, Vice President Pence was called back to the White House, which this is a rare thing for the VP to be called for an emergency meeting where his plans were canceled. He had a speaking engagement in New Hampshire. It was canceled, and he was taken back to the White House. Now, here is another weird, strange thing about this whole thing. Reports that we're getting is that the president's wife and first lady, Melania Trump, was actually also whisked out of D.C. So now we have the vice president meeting an emergency meeting with the president and his cabinet over some type of incident, which they're not giving us any information on. We have a Russian submarine that apparently there was a fire of some sort. Now, the Debka file, which is an Israeli publication, there was a story that they put out, and I'm actually having a hard time opening the Debka file. So I don't know if it's just totally that they're getting so much traffic on this, or maybe they took down the article, but it was a Debka.com article, which is an Israeli publication. It's like an Israeli military publication, and they were reporting that there was some type of scuffle or some type of incident with a U.S. sub and a Russian sub. Now, I don't know if this is separate from the incident where the 14 sailors were deceased because of the fire, or if it's the same incident. But let's just connect the dots here. So we got, you know, Vice President Pence being called back. We got Vladimir Putin canceling his meeting and meeting with his defense team. We have Melania Trump being whisked out of D.C. We have the internet all of a sudden having a strange outage that affected a good portion of the World Wide Web. Are they all connected? Or are they all completely separate? I don't know. I mean, you know, like I said, we don't want to speculate or come up with some type of conspiracy theory here. But I think that the world could have been on the brink of an international incident. And, you know, if that's so, according to that Debka file report, that, again, we can't even open the link at this point. So I don't know what happened if they took the file down. We published it on remnantnews.com. You can find it. But the title of the article was Urgent Consultations in Washington, Moscow on Reported U.S.-Russian Submarines in Firefight. That's from the Debka file. They're a pretty reliable source. Like I said, they have a connection to the Israeli military, and we file their reporting. Okay, so now I'm able to open this. So let's see if they've changed it. So this is the file. It finally opened here. And it says, first reports reaching Debka files military sources say that a U.S. submarine intercepted a Russian nuclear sub in American waters opposite of Alaska. The Russian sub escorting the nuclear submarine responded with a Balkan 2000 torpedo and scuttled the U.S. vessel. Urgent consultations in both the White House and the Kremlin were taking place on Tuesday night. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence called off an appearance in New Hampshire after being recalled to Washington for a conference called by President Donald Trump without explanation. Russian President Vladimir Putin canceled an engagement and headed to the Kremlin to confer with Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu and military chiefs after learning that 14 submariners died in a fire that broke out on a nuclear-powered experimental submarine in Russian waters. This account, carried in Russian media, varies in most respects from the first reports reaching the site, meaning Debka file, and may refer to a separate incident altogether. The report between 14 and 17 members of the AS-12 nuclear-powered submarine died of poisonous fumes caused by a fire aboard the vessel. The submarine was described as experimental and unarmed, but often used in spy missions. It's unclear how many of the 25 crew survived. We are getting reports that the remainder of the crew survived, other than the 14 who died. That's the latest reporting that we've heard. Local media suggests 4 or 5 are receiving treatment in a Russian military hospital for poisoning and concussion injuries. Another news account said that the majority of the officers died in or on their way to the hospital, and that these reports do not cite the cause of the fire. So there you have it, folks. This is from Debka file. Again, an Israeli publication with ties to the Israeli military. Very interesting that they're reporting this, and they're one of the only ones reporting this. So it's unconfirmed as far as what we can find right now. Again, they're one of the only ones reporting it, but RT, which is Russia's, Russia Today, it's a Russian news agency, they're also saying, you know, that could Vice President Mike Pence's abrupt cancellation be related to the security meetings in Moscow and Brussels after the fatal Russian submarine incident? Pence's staff says no, but that's not stopping the rumors in Washington. Pence was scheduled to fly out to New Hampshire on Tuesday for an event about the opioid crisis, but those plans were scrapped and his airplane never took off. No reason was given for the change of plans except something came up, leaving the U.S. press in the Capitol abuzz in speculation. And then there's a bunch of people on the Twitter sphere that are all going crazy about this. So we don't have any more information than that. But again, I've given you guys some good things here. You could definitely look into it on your own, and we'll see as it develops. We'll try to report more as we find out more information. The thing that I find interesting here is that if you think about what's going on in the world, and you think about the geopolitics and the fact that the deep state really wants us to get into a war. They've tried in North Korea. They failed. They continue to try, but that I don't think that's going to work out for them. They're now trying in Iran. It's been happening and escalating over the past couple of weeks. President Trump called off a strike that was almost imminent, and then he called it off last minute and probably stopped the world from going into another world war, to be honest with you. That could have been a greatly escalated situation if that were to have gone through. As the U.S. planned to strike some missile sites in Iran, and it could have escalated after that with some attacks on Israel from Iran, which would only escalate into a full-fledged conflict. So I'm glad that the president did not go through with that attack, but we know that the deep state, the military-industrial complex, the establishment, rhinos, all want this war, and they've been trying this. I mean, if you think about it, since President Trump's been in the White House, there's been all this, you know, talk about Russian collusion, Russia hacked the election. You know, Russia has really had a big target on their back from the deep state, and it seems like the deep state wants us to get into some kind of conflict with Russia. I mean, if you look at what happened in Syria, the president really played 4D chess there and got us out of a very dangerous situation that could have been escalated from the Syrian conflict. And that's now also been greatly de-escalated due to some great moves from our president, which he was able to get around the plans that the deep state seemed to have in that region to get us into a conflict. Because you got to remember, these wars are proxy wars, but the players behind the scenes are some of our biggest adversaries, China, Russia. They're all involved, and they all have a stake in this game. And so I think it's very crucial that we understand that the deep state is trying to push a war, because I think they're extremely nervous about some of these investigations. What investigations am I talking about? I'm talking about the IG report. I'm talking about the FISA D-class, which is still coming. I'm talking about the Comey papers and the fact that there could be some type of arrests that happen as a result of some of the things that James Comey's done. You got the Wiener laptop and the New York Police Department that saw a lot of those files that were on there. There's a lot of speculation and a lot of sealed indictments, and people have been saying that any day now we could see this all hit the fan. And so it wouldn't surprise me if that is coming to a head now, and we're getting into a precipice moment here, and the deep state is panicking, and therefore they're trying to somehow foster a false flag that would maybe get us into international conflict to avoid what's an imminent threat to them, as President Trump zeroes in and our Justice Department zeroes in on these criminals that have really been engaged in all kinds of illegal activity for a long time, treasonous activity. So what I think is, I think that, as they're closing in on these deep state players and their intentions and game and nefarious plans, and now it's all coming to a head where we're seeing that there could be, possible arrests in the very near future. Definitely some things going down that we've been waiting on for a long time with these people. And I'm talking about Strzok and Page and Comey and Loretta Lynch and John Brennan, and maybe even all the way up to Barack Obama. All these people are knee deep in it, Hillary Clinton. So, as that situation comes to a head, we've seen, with the oil tankers only a few weeks back that were that had mines on the side of them. We saw, the drone being shot down close to Iran. And so I think personally, and this is just opinion, but I think some of these things could be false flags from the deep state to try to get us into a conflict, and that conflict so that would change the news cycle and really plunge us into a shooting war, which would hopefully for them, get our attention off of what's up and coming with the FISA and, the other things that are coming out. So it's a really interesting time, friends. It's a really, really interesting time. And that's why I'm really watching the situation with Russia today that Depka is reporting on, because I think it's very, it's suspicious, and it could be the deep state trying to, again, cause an international incident. But regardless, it looks like something went down today, and, something that was big enough that they had to call Vice President Pence back to have this emergency cabinet meeting. And we're probably not going to hear about what went down for a little while, because the president is very good at not letting the press know these types of things. So we might not hear for several weeks what actually happened. But I think that there could have been a provocation or something that could have been escalated. But I think the president and his administration reached out through diplomatic channels to Russia and were able to de-escalate the situation before it spiraled out of control. At least that's what we're hoping. From what we know of this administration, that seems like what the president would do in this type of event. It could be similar to the Cuban Missile Crisis, where we were literally just moments away from a full-fledged war with Russia. Or it could not. I mean, this could all just be coincidence and just a bunch of strange things that all happened at the same day. Another thing that we got reporting on from some very good sources was that there are sorties that were going on over DC from F-35. So that's another thing that's very interesting, is why would those jets be scrambled over DC? Why would Melania Trump be whisked out of DC? Why would Vice President Pence be called back to DC for an emergency meeting with the cabinet? Why would Vladimir Putin cancel his meeting and meet with his top military brass? You know, why was there an outage on the internet today? What happened with this submarine situation? And was it what the DEPCA file is reporting on? So we don't really know anymore. But what I would say is pray. You know, one of the things that the deep state has tried to do is to keep the president from having good dialogue and a good relationship with Vladimir Putin. I think it's essential. I truly do think it's essential that the United States has a good relationship with Russia, that we have a good dialogue, an open dialogue, that we look to do some trade together, and really not to make Russia our enemy again, because this is not the Cold War. The Cold War is done. It's a different Russia today, and I think we should be engaging them diplomatically, and I think the president and Vladimir Putin should be able to have a relationship. Russia is one of the military superpowers of the world, and even though they're not what they once were as the Soviet Union, they're still somebody we should be engaging, talking with, not going to war with. And these warmongers, you know, we got to push back against these people. The president is trying to stop these decades-old wars, like in Afghanistan and in Iraq and Syria and, you know, places that we have troops all over the world, North Korea and the Korean Peninsula. He's trying to end these wars, and the deep state wants to escalate the situation and cause more conflict in our world, because they have things to hide, and they don't want to be outed, and they know that they are being zeroed in on and that their days are numbered. So they're trying what they can. They're in full panic mode. And people have to understand that's what's going on. So anyways, that's all we have for today. Let us know if you hear anything. You can find us on the Facebook page, Remnant News, and we will respond to you, and we'd love to hear from you. And thank you for being a listener. Listen, if we don't talk to you, have a great 4th of July, and thank you for listening to today's Remnant Podcast.